The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Come see the canceled podcast live. New Orleans, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Nashville, and Royal Oak. We've added new dates. We're so excited to meet you guys and come hear the podcast live with no cuts. Love you.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast.
Starring me, Vape Talk Trev. Hello.
Vape Talk Trev.
We're so excited to have you back today.
We have a recurring guest
You're
now
a crowd
today.
Favorite.
Am I really?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Do you not read the comments?
No, I did. I was just looking for the comments about you guys being like how beautiful you guys are. I don't read comments on myself.
Oh,
like,
he's doing it already.
Yeah, I read the comments. I got a lot of great DMs. That was a great episode for me. DMs popping off.
Because what did you say?
Because your guys' audience is out here.
Yeah, and they're all girls.
They are all girls. What did we say on the last episode that was like a DM that you like to receive or get sent? Or like, what was the like recurring one that you were?
Well, you said that God sent me one here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of God sent me here.
Did you respond to anybody?
I said, bitch, I'm atheist. No. No, there was a lot of that, which was good. You don't need to be creative to slide into a guy's DM. You can literally write a middle finger emoji and I'll be like, I'm blushing, you know?
Well, the people loved you. We've come to a pretty general consensus that the only guests that have been really well received are like people want them back are Trisha and Trevor.
Trisha and Trevor.
Oh, Hannah Burner too, though.
Yeah.
Leo Skeppy.
There's
been some.
Honestly, it's like half and half. But ooh, yeah, scary better. For anyone's first time because like a lot of times people will be like, never again.
Yeah.
Really?
And then we feel bad because we're like, sorry.
Here's your clips. You don't have to post it.
We don't even send clips. I think at this point it's like, oh, we just don't read anything. We're so sorry. Yeah.
Oh, damn. You guys turn off comments or no?
No. I like money.
If you turn off comments, you don't get money?
No, just like engagement and then like,
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, last time I brought gifts, so I had to double down. This time I brought gifts again.
You brought gifts again?
I brought
so
gifts
excited.
Again.
Best
and the gift is sitting right fucking here. It's me, bitch. No, I brought gifts.
Your presence is a gift.
You guys are matching again a little bit,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I got the tan. I got a tan bag on me.
I think we're on the same just wave just all the time.
We have the same kind of airdrop mentality.
Mm-hmm. I love airdrop mentality so
airdrop mentality
so much.
Could pop off. So
is there a tennis racket in there? Be honest.
Hold on. Look at the
shape.
I'm a man. I don't know how to wrap things. First gift.
Yeah, wait. What happened?
What do you mean?
It's a tote bag, right?
Two tote bags like tied together. I love men.
This is a double-sided dildo, like the Paris story.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I told that on this podcast, by the way. I had like a whole out-of-body the other day where I was like, holy fucking shit,
I thought it was a beautiful story.
Beautiful
I was
story.
Engaged.
I'm reformed now and I think about all of the things that I've said
Born
and done.
Christian,
digital footprint. I think about it all the time. Like I cannot unsay that and forever there's going to be
that
able to like.
That one's just like, that was way too far. I did not need to tell that story on the canceled podcast.
I was sitting here like, oh, we're going. Here
me too yeah. but I was
but
like
I
you know
it.
What own it
at the time it just felt so like camp and kitschy that I did that and now looking back it's like you psycho slut
it's so funny because this
freak.
Was like a few months ago like it was like really
a completely different person
no you are and we love to see this transformation
I think that was the finale of my insane antics
yeah
and that the was streamies was your or the steamies
The Might have Steamies
been the was for sure the finale.
Steamy at the Streamies? What did you do at the Streamies?
Well, there's actually two separate catastrophes. One was Steamies, one was Streamies.
That's it. Two events?
I really, really, really can't host award shows. And
wait, I heard about this. What happened?
Streamies, I was just awkward, embarrassing. I swore on stage. I'm not supposed to swear on stage. I said, who wrote that about what I was reading off the teleprompter?
Oh, you and Jill Coy on
live. Yeah, I went Joe Coy on them.
Do you think he copied that from you?
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, he said, sorry, like my writers wrote this or something.
Oh, that's actually fucking crazy. I didn't know
And then Chelsea Handler like said,
She so did her response.
When I watched the Chelsea Handler host, what was that? Which award show?
I don't know.
She did the one right at Emmys, I believe, after.
It reaffirmed that I will just never be able to do anything in an award show.
Not yet.
He's her ex. So her making fun of him was like hilarious.
He dated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
God, I love her. I like her. 50 Cent. No, that's the power couple.
Who is it? Oh, yeah.
Chelsea Handler and 50 Cent.
That's true.
Oh, I forgot. I remember that. I was young. I think that shaped me a lot.
God, she's an icon.
Streamies.
Streamies, yeah. I was embarrassing. I swore on stage, whatever. Steamies was the H3 live show. Like H3 does a...
Oh, yeah. I thought you said H3. I was like, there's no way Steamy and H3 are allowed in the same sentence.
No, at all. H3 is crazy.
H3, yeah.
It was me, Jeff, and I hosted it really, really poorly. Really, really messily, drunkenly, embarrassingly.
Yeah, I mean,
if you weren't me, I think you could watch it and laugh at it and be like, that bitch is fucking
I think fried. It's just going to be one of your like iconic moments that we think about, but like in a funny way, like it was camp.
I think we interchange iconic and just fucking embarrassing a lot, but I'll take it.
It's a moment in time.
I've always said that.
Gifts.
Yeah, what's in the double
first
tote?
Gift is for Brooke. Cat toy for Murph.
That's do you want to so get married?
Cute. That's actually so cute.
I do. Is that all I say?
Yeah.
So this one.
Wait, that's actually so,
that's so sweet.
Yeah. You know.
She's going to be so happy, except I know that she's going to do this in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted them out of my house. I had those. I was like, get the fuck out of my house.
Oh, so you regifted these?
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? If you look on the left, there's one missing.
Trevor.
Listen, baby.
The thought was there. Honestly. Listen.
I think you'll like this
one. It's the nicest thing you guys ever done for me.
I
can't believe he's topping McDonald's in a vape. This is impressive.
That was a good
That's
one.
What I'm saying. Last time I went hard and thoughtful on McDonald's. So this one is more geared towards Tana. Okay. This is, I'm proud of this one.
Okay.
I'm but proud this, of this one.
That was
one.
Just, I'm really. This is amazing.
I'm here for that.
I'm really proud of this one.
Why is it so big?
Hey, I hear that a lot. No. So
I start sobbing.
So you probably miss your Hawaiian man, huh? I got you a ukulele from Hawaii. Play a Clean Kane song. Don't do it.
You're on fire. This Are is what I meant. Okay? This is what I meant when I said we had no topics today and Trevor would just carry.
Oh no.
Do you know any Clinton Kane songs?
Yeah, give us something.
Brooke. I didn't mean to do it.
You're not like know. You're in the right ballpark.
He's not anything. Apologizing for anything.
One thing about me that you may or may not know is I love a fun toy. Like this is gonna sit right next to my tambourine. And I'm so excited.
What are the toys?
I have my tambourine. This is gonna sit right next to my tambourine. And I'm going to use
That's from Hawaii, though.
Did you go there?
A couple years ago. Also re-gifted.
Is this actually from Hawaii? So you were just roaming around the house. Like what reminds me of them?
Literally, yes.
This is incredible.
From the ABC store.
It's actually a beautiful ukulele. I'm surprised that you're getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm taking all these gifts back after this episode.
To re-gift to
somebody else.
The Giggly Squad.
Giggly Squad, yeah.
Later.
But no, I don't know. I just thought maybe you missed that man.
I do miss him.
You think about them with that?
Yeah, I'm going to serenade him with it later, honestly. And
maybe he'll play
gift.
It for you when he comes down here.
Just assuming he plays the ukulele. See, I feel like that's
a safe assumption, right? If you grow up in Hawaii, I feel like you do play the ukulele.
You know your way around it, you know?
Yeah.
I also feel like Hula would be up there, no?
Yes.
Good hips?
For sure. No, hips? That's now I'm getting, like,
do
is that offensive?
No, does your man, does he
I
not
think
a,
he has good hips.
Mm,
do you Hula. Think he could hit a little?
Yeah, I think he hits a little.
Oh, hold on.
For sure.
Do you guys ever watch Lilo and Stitch? Oh,
I thought it was gonna be a wild story after that.
I know she made it. Yeah, that's my favorite movie.
Really, Lilo and Stitch? I don't my think I've ever Disney seen movie. Lilo and Stitch.
It's great. It's a banger.
Oh my god, you would!
I
love
know
it.
About Stitch's lore.
Her word of the week is lore.
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 Yeah,
that's like their like objective or who they are.
I need to read the actual definition of lore to see how much I'm missing.
See, having to Google it shows that you should not be using
it. Yeah,
I
like using words. I don't know what they mean either. It's
a body
fun.
Of traditions and knowledge on a subject or held by a particular group, typically passed from person to person by word of mouth.
That's too much words for what
yeah,
that see, means.
Yeah, I still have no idea what lore means.
I hate when they use the definition in the definition. It'll be like, one who uses their lore. I'm like, bitch, you didn't answer anything.
At all.
I don't get it.
What's going on with Austin McBroom? He's beefing with the internet.
You're doing so fucking good. I'm serious.
No,
you're carrying
I
this podcast
talk about
on your
this
back.
Because I, on my so podcast, want to talk about this, but like we're not recording for like a week. And I'm like, fuck.
At the same exact time, both posted a TikTok about it yesterday with complete opposite standpoint.
Which just says everything about us.
Oh,
absolutely.
Shit. Well, that's great.
What's your standpoint?
My standpoint is that I want to see him incarcerated, to be honest.
Oh.
I don't know. I figure he has to have done something that could put him in jail. Like, just
for sure.
Oh, over time.
Yeah, just thinking about it. I remember a while ago he was like trying to hire a nanny for his kids. He tried to hire like one of my friends as like a night nanny.
Night nanny. But he was hiring. A great Netflix movie title.
Via Snapchat. And the one requirement is what when they came through, they had to say that it was like they were hired through an agency when talking to Catherine. Okay. So did I tell you this?
You did tell me this a long time ago, but like
one of my friends went in to like actually interview for it, and she had to say it was like his grandma or someone's grandma who was there, like part of the interview process.
The girl was the grandma?
Like one of the people who was like gonna hire her. Mm. And so she had to say, like, yeah, they felt like Austin found me through an agency. But like really it was just like a hot girl he wanted around the house. Anyway, I hate him. I think he should.
Absolutely. I can't say absolutely. And I know every time I say it that you're thinking.
Absolutely.
I have always hated him. I've never been an Austin McBroom fan. I went on an entire year-long tangent in like 2019, 2020 about how much I thought he was a shit person and that Catherine deserved better. And all stories similar to that one of things I'd experienced, like a time where I was with Jake and him and found like a makeup product in his car. And then I had to like lie and say it was mine and it wasn't. And it was just like this whole thing. And then everyone was trying to negate my story and all this shit.
I don't think could anybody even argue with that? I feel like it's just common knowledge.
Apparently the same thing happened to Erica Costell. And then she came online and was like that. I think she was saying like that actually happened to me. And then I was like saying like it also happened to me. And then no one believed me because you know what I mean? Whatever.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I just think it's funny because he's still on Snapchat getting that bread. Like, it's the first person we've ever seen have a breakdown mentally through Snapchat, their money, how they're paying.
That's monetizing
their breakdown.
Knowing now, like, how much money people are making from Snapchat, I'm like, God, he's a genius. Keep doing those cartwheels.
That's what it is. He's probably making racks this week. I mean,
I know, and he could after this just be like, okay, haha, joke's on you guys.
I mean, right, but like.
I found out that his whole, like, grippy sock moment is only on Snapchat, I did think to myself, like, that is kind of genius.
He's probably making so much fucking money.
Funny to see somebody like having like of each slide is him be like, what do I do? And then he's like, it's like eats. You're like reading along with it. I was like, dude, Miranda Sings could have made a bag doing this.
She really could.
Give her the ukulele, dude. Ukulele. She did a 10-minute video. I think if you do an apology video, you got to put ads in it. I would put ads every 13 seconds just to piss people off. Get that bag. And you're still like, I'm so sorry for what I, today's Neutrogena. And then just keep cutting bag.
God, you're a genius. 100. That's why you make the big bucks.
If I ever have to apologize again, which
have
I will.
Have you never made an apology video?
Never.
That's a crazy thousand. Question.
That
right,
was
I was
going
to say, let's re up.
Have you never done stand-up?
I just feel like watching him break it down on Snapchat.
We had FoozyTube kind of do something similar to this on live stream or whatever. This is the first Snapchat one. I love to see him pioneer that. I mean, my TikTok's take was, never in my life have I felt like I don't want Austin McBroom to stop making, like I've never felt like I want Austin McBroom to continue making content.
It is fun to watch, but I hate knowing that every single time I enjoy and consume a video, I'm paying the man.
Mm. I try to get it third party, like a TikTok screen recording when I can.
That's okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish you could watch people's stuff, but like turn off monetization for them. You're like, I don't, you know, I'm not a fan of this person.
Yeah, or that
like,
should be a choice.
Oh my God, but I'd be in a tent under the 405 if that was the fucking thing. So,
oh no,
you know.
I've pitched this before. Like, you know, when you like hate watch somebody's TikToks, people probably do that to me.
Yes.
I wish I could turn on like hater mode where I could just like watch somebody's whole feed, but like they're not recommended afterwards.
I couldn't agree more. But then don't you want to continue hate watching?
True.
But I love to hate watch. I say this all the time. My
main hate watching things, like I follow them.
Well, that's what happens. It eventually just becomes a part of your life. You're eventually like, this is stupid. I kind of want that.
Yeah. I hate watch this poor girl on YouTube just till the cows come home every week. And now my whole recommended is
me
just
too.
That
I
want to
know who
you
it is.
You have a certain person?
Yeah.
Can we say it? We can bleep it?
Yeah, yes. We can.
She's sitting
can
right here. You can say it.
No. It's this girl. But she's so sweet and she means well.
I think there's so many people worse than her for sure. Who's your hate watch? But
really, really cringy people who like make like couple-y, like videos that are like couple oriented or something like that.
Yeah.
Or comedy that's just like too clean. And it's just like I'm like, why do these have so many views? Like almost like a type guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The mouth cover was elite.
Yeah.
You're genius.
Are you gonna bleep that? You don't. I mean,
I'm gonna bleep it.
Like they're successful at what they do, but I'm watching it the whole bit. Like, I don't get it.
There is an audience for that, though. It's like I feel like just like
child Mormons.
No, I think it's middle aged like people in middle America.
Middle aged? No, I think that's like 13-year-olds.
You do? Well, I'm thinking like when I say that, I think like.
But then again, people watch my stuff and be like, man, shut the fuck up.
No, you're funny.
Thank you so much. But you guys ever post so much, you ever look back at your feet and be like, man, I need to just stop yapping.
Every second of every day.
So much, constantly.
Yeah. I was scrolling through my Instagram the other day looking for an old photo to like show someone something. And I had this entire era for like a year where I thought I was so fucking woke and profound.
Really? When was this?
And like probably like 2018, 2020.
Oh, you were ahead of the wokeness.
But not like that. Yeah, like
she
Tumblr-y,
started it, actually.
Like, and I found these photos of me where I did this photo shoot and I was like smashing a TV with a baseball bat. And the entire caption was about like, fuck the media. And it was like huge. Like you had to press read
like an MGK album cover.
Worse, like so much worse. But yes. And it was like, I died. I shrunk into myself. And I was like, this is so
And it's still active on your Instagram?
Yeah.
You didn't archive it or anything?
Like my entire, like so many eras where I thought that like novel captions were the wave.
I always get afraid of like what I'm doing right now that I'm going to cringe at in like a couple years or even like next year.
But I think inevitably that'll happen for anything. In 5 years, you're going to hate whatever podcast you put out last week or really whatever. But what's your favorite era you've been through, both of you guys?
Oh. I think I've hated everything up until this one. And I'll probably hate this one in the near future.
Yeah, I think whatever's happening right now is probably my favorite. But anything before was like... Not good stuff.
I was probably chill as like a newborn, but like all
you
the
were
gap
always crying and shit. Like, Google vape. You know?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
What's your favorite era you've been in?
God, I've literally.
Have you been in eras, or do you feel like you cycle through a little?
I feel like I'm just like an NPC daily. Like I got this comment that was like, "When are you gonna change that 2017 hairstyle?" And I was like, "Fuck." I've had this hairstyle for like 10 years.
Like Lisa Rinna.
I don't know.
You don't know who that is? You know, Lisa Rinna hasn't changed her hair in like literally years. You don't have to pull
She's
it
been
up.
Posting nudes.
Hold
like
on,
pussy
who?
Out
she's
on the
like,
timeline.
You're going to know her when you see her. And it's like, she's literally never had a different hairstyle in her entire life.
That's my fear is like, right now, I just do it because it's easy and I don't want to like take risks with my
it's
hair.
It's so Trevor
well, what
Wallace
are you
going to
do? Get a mullet or something? Well, you could.
Right. I could, but like then my face, I just look like fucking.
I want to see
Pidgeotto.
Mullet and a mustache on Trevor Wallace.
Mullet and a mustache?
Have you ever had a mustache?
Then I just look like I'm just fucking working at Barney's.
Didn't you just have a mustache?
I did for a little bit. It was a good look.
Wait, I was thinking, I think it was a skit I saw.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a mustache.
Okay.
Both, yeah. I liked it.
I wish girls could have mustaches.
I do.
I would fuck around and find out with a mustache.
You, girls can have a mustache.
But no, but you know what I mean.
Like a real mustache.
Yeah,
like,
I want like the whole thing.
Handlebar?
Yes. Yeah.
Curl it.
Wouldn't I be kind of camp with that?
Yeah, or like chest hair.
What does camp mean? Every time I come here,
we also don't know.
Every time
camp
I come
means.
Here, you have a new word. Last time it was like Bible, which was very religious
God.
Of
I think
you.
Camp is supposed to be like fun so era. Bad it's good.
What?
That's like I think that's what it is, right? So
I have
like,
no idea.
So bad it's good.
I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. Can you use it in a sentence?
This ukulele is
pussy
so camp.
Was camp.
That would work.
Really?
If someone said that pussy is camp, I think I would have to
see on slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, a tent kind of looks like one.
Where did we get to tent? Where did, what do you, like
was
that
the
a callback
emoji?
To my tent joke? Like a.
What? No.
I think your brain works in a way that ours doesn't.
I don't know if my brain does work, if we're being honest.
Quicker than ours, for sure. Does. Well, I'll speak for myself.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't understand half the things you say.
I don't either.
I don't know. You made a joke downstairs and I wanted to laugh so bad because I knew it was probably really funny.
That's how I feel watching too smart or too good of movies. Like every like A24 film, I'm like, oh.
I've always said that. Like, I'm not watching anybody's Interstellar. Like, I won't
have
ever
understand
it.
Have you seen Interstellar?
No.
It's so good. But you do have to watch it like 5 times before you understand it. If you so much as like,
I don't like when movies and shows have like a precursor.
But it's so good.
I'm just not smart enough.
Smart enough, but you don't have the attention span. I remember I went and saw Oppenheimer and she's like, should I see it? I'm like, please don't bother. No offense.
How many babies did you bring for that? Did you see it?
When I go on like a 4-day trip, I really do bring like 7 vapes.
I get it.
Like, I was just in Hawaii for like 3 weeks and I think I brought like almost 20.
Do vapes do the same thing to your lungs that like a cigarette does?
I don't know. And I think cigarettes would be like more camp for me.
I think your teeth would turn brown and then you would get
These wouldn't because they're made out of toilet seats. But then these probably would and it'd be like a whole thing, you know.
Are they made out of toilet seats?
I don't know. They're porcelain.
I thought you were allergic to porcelain.
I am.
Oh.
Do they come out easy?
Yes.
I don't know. They do?
Think like Legos.
So you could do it right now?
No. I can't do it.
I was
going to
say,
right,
what a great thumbnail that'd be. Like,
I would honestly, at this point, with the rate that they do fall out at, I almost wish they were they like something.
Out. Has it ever fallen out? Like, yeah. Mid-head?
Oh. Mid-head.
It's kind of a cool trick because the guy's brain would be like, dude, I'm fucking packing. I'm knocking teeth out like the tooth fairy.
I never thought about it.
Yeah,
like
would
that.
You be like proud of yourself?
Yeah. I mean, really anything that's different, you're like, oh, like yeah. Any like, oh, you're like, whoa, I'm fucking packing.
I did when my tooth was just recently loose, give head, but I felt like it was like really bad head. Like I was giving head like you eat soup almost. And I don't know how to get that any further than it is, but I wouldn't
like
recommend
blowing it. On it.
Yeah, not kidding at all.
Were you just
or like a boba straw. Like I just wasn't my peak performance.
I don't know if your boyfriend would like you to say that.
His dick's, I'm not talking about,
just
I'm saying
his
just
dick to
a straws
boba
are big
straw.
Straws. No. Out of all the straws, they're
a
the
big
biggest.
Straw
I am not comparing his dick to a boba
okay.
straw. I'm
just
saying the way you suck on a boba straw was kind of how I was sucking on. And see, I'm going to regret this in 4 months. You know what I mean?
That's
what's coming
life.
Out of my mouth right now.
That's life.
And that's just how it is, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, who do you hate?
Who do I hate?
Be honest.
I'm really thinking. Cue me up with some people. How about that? You just go, throw a few out and I'll go thumbs up, thumbs down.
Come on.
Have you ever had real beef with someone?
Not really. It's been like
really
very
nice
like
guy.
Micro beef where like somebody thought I stole a video idea from them or something. Or
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
But it's really been like very micro beef. I can't fight. I'm frail. I got skinny fingers. I'm not throwing down. Oh, one time this guy in middle school, he kept hitting me like in the dick in class. So I went to hit him back one time and he ducked down. I hit him in the nose. Got a bloody nose in class. And then he's like, this Saturday, we're fighting behind a Vons. You know, meet me there at 12. And I didn't go.
Well,
obviously.
Why
would you go? And then on Monday, he's like, bro, why weren't you there? I was there with my older brother. I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly
why
I didn't
go.
Why
would I
go.
Not go to my own fight, my own death? I got my sister who's got a fucking rack on her. What am I going to bring her? Slap him with a tit?
I have the rack just caught me so off guard.
Wait, calling your sister, saying your sister has a rack is like a really crazy
Have you
choice.
Ever been like, wow, she's hot?
No.
Well,
too
far. I mean, you did say your sister has a rack.
I didn't say that.
I got my sister who's got a fucking rack on her. What am I going to bring her?
When did you realize your sister had a rack? I imagine, obviously. as an adolescent boy.
This podcast
boy.
Is big enough. She's going to see that clip and be like, what?
I'm you
like,
oh, said it.
You made me say it.
We have a friend who has a crush on her cousin.
Oh.
And she's serious about it. She talks about it.
In this state?
Mm-hmm.
Cousin
but
hot?
But I'm pretty sure I did, like, in college, I studied, like, the stages of development. And there's an actual stage of, like, childhood development where you're supposed to be attracted to your family members.
Huh.
Anyway.
I got my sister's got a fucking rack on her.
I really don't want
you
kids
don't have
after
one
that.
Person in your family well, that you think is
actually,
hot.
Actually, I got wildly accused of wanting my cousin for a period of my life. And a lot of it was
who
by
accused her, your cousin?
And a lot of it was by my own cousin. And I don't understand. We were just good friends. And
what happened?
What kind
the
of cousin?
Barbecue?
How close? Like first cousin?
No, like I don't really know. My whole family lines are blurred. You know what I mean?
Have a
everyone
hot cousin.
Was hatched.
You have a hot cousin?
I have a hot cousin, but he's not my real, like, he's not my cousin
step
by, like,
cousin?
Blood. He's my, yeah, like, someone got married, and then he's my cousin that way. Or had a kid or something. I don't know. But he's.
I think I played into it a little, though. Hear me out. My cousin was best friends with my, like, one of my, like, first boyfriends, right? And so when the boyfriend kind of did me, like, wrong, it was easy to like come around and be like
flirting
well,
with
I'm hanging
your cousin?
Out with my cousin. I'm so close with my cousin.
Oh,
this is how every porn starts. Right?
But then Ashley started fucking my cousin. So then that
nice.
Okay,
intercept.
That helped. That helped.
She cut down the family tree.
Yeah. I'm glad she shut that down, but kind of scary. Do you think you ever would have done it?
One time I was logged in.
The way she just didn't even say no.
No, she's I would never out. Fuck my cousin. I will never fuck my cousin. I never wanted to fuck my cousin.
There's still time.
But one time he had his Twitter on my phone. Cause he like, lost his phone or something and he needed to log into his Twitter. But then I always had his Twitter, you know? And obviously, like,
of course,
at that time, even now, if I had like anyone's Instagram on my phone or Twitter on my phone, I would read their messages. Like, I'm too nosy. Like,
yeah,
especially if, and this was before all the iPhone features, like there was no like separate notification. Like you would just get the notifications. You know what I mean? And one time he sent a dick pic to his girlfriend.
You
next
looked at your
to a Febreze can.
Whoa.
And his dick was like the size of the Febreze can.
That's
and I remember being like,
I would
shit,
use a
he's
big lighter down there. Like the fact that he's a Febreze can already.
A Febreze can. And I'll never forget it. Amari saw it too. It was like a whole thing. Crazy cousin lore. But
packing?
Yeah.
That's crazy. How long did you look at it? Be honest. We're going to have another incest scandal. This is going to, we've had an incest scandal.
I don't want my cousin. I've always said that. I'm just sharing some lore.
Yeah. This is just family gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just keeping it in the fam.
Crazy to just put something. I don't know if I would like to receive a dick pic with there where there was like a side, like something for reference.
It would make me feel dumb. You know, it's like, let me
do you send dick pics?
No, I've only sent one. Oh, you'll like this story. I sent one and I think it was to a robot. I think it was it was on the 405, maybe like 6 years ago.
Okay, you were driving down the 405.
Driving 6 years ago, 405 in my Mazda 3. Ladies, what's up? Years ago. And I was getting these messages on Snapchat and I was like, bro, it was very early on in when I started making videos and I'm like, yo, this fucking, whoever this chick is, she found my Snap, like she wants it. Boom.
Yeah.
We're going back. She sends a titty picture. It's a little grainy, weird crop, no face. Mm. I'm in, you know? Mm. So I get this message like, I'll show you everything if you just send one back. And I'm driving and I'm like, no. And it's like, just do it, right? And I'm fucking aroused. So I just sent on my fucking suede seats, just straight up dick pic,
okay.
Opened. That was the last of that. Couldn't find their Snap name after that ever again.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a robot.
Your first dick pic ever left you on scene.
Yeah, but I think it was a Russian robot.
What would you have
That's
done?
Me
like,
gas
what
myself.
If something were to have happened? Like, what if you had like rear-ended
accident?
Somebody and you were like taking a dick? What if it was so bad that that's the last thing they saw? Like, they arrived at the scene and there was just a dick pic on your suede seats.
Oh wow, I would call insurance. I would be like, my airbag didn't go off, my dick was out. I would hide it in there, you know. But that is funny.
One of my friends got pulled over for speeding one time because she was like on a long road trip and she just like pulled a vibrator out, started using it on the road, and then was like speeding because she just got carried away.
Wow, how fast is she going?
Fast.
That's honestly sick.
It was. You would love to know who it was.
Fast and the Furious movie.
I can't wait to know who it was. I kind of feel like it was.
It wasn't.
I'm so coded. But your story for some reason reminded me of like Omegle days.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? Did you guys ever have like accidental Omegle sex with people?
That wasn't really my vibes.
Really?
No, I never did. But we would, like, me and my friends, anytime there's a dick on the screen, we'd be like, small, small, and just, like, troll them.
Yeah. I think anybody who has really their quick dick out on Omegle, like, wants that probably. Like, I feel like it's people who have, like, humiliation kinks.
Oh, maybe.
You don't
I
think
was
so?
Also thinking about, like, this is, like, pre-laptop days, so, like, they had to angle it on a fucking desktop. Like, you know how hard it is to get that angle? Like
with
that?
A webcam? What do you, what about yeah, the like detachable webcam?
I forgot
like
about cooking that. Books under the desktop to lean it forward and shit.
How long has Omegle been around? Was it like dial up?
They're done.
Well, you know, it's, yeah, they're done now.
Oh. No, they literally like this year were like, we're done. Everyone's like, what? But Chatroulette is still out there.
Oh, well, I didn't even think about that.
There has to be like a lot of like sex crimes that happen on,
probably just crimes in general. Yeah, yeah, a lot of sex crimes. That's true. I definitely unknowingly partook in some.
Okay.
Well, I was just underage and I was on Omegle being.
I was just.
Were
underage,
you flashing
not
the
helping.
Camera on Omegle? Was that your vibes?
No, but I was just definitely down to like meet people and get weird.
Okay.
I'm really like breadcrumbing today.
That's okay. Mm. I used to impersonate celebrities online.
Wait, hold on. That's somehow worse than what Tana was just saying.
I know. Like, me and Tana, we always say we're going to make it a podcast topic and then I never do, but I'm not kidding. It was like such a thing. I don't know what kind of mental illness that is, but I was obsessed with doing that as a kid when I was like 9.
No, you gotta give him the full lore.
I was Selena Gomez, first of all. Sorry, Selena. I was Selena. I was Miley.
You're like, I'm deactivating my account.
And I was so serious. And I didn't even have a computer. So I would do it literally from the library. How'd you know I was at the library?
That's where all weirdos go to impersonate people.
Yeah. So imagine like if anyone looked over my shoulder and I was like, yep, it's me, Selena. I was like,
if you use a computer in public, you're an insane person already. I was just at a Best Buy the other day getting a hard drive. And this guy was Googling photos of George Washington. I'm like, for fucking what? Dude, he's dead. What are you looking up?
I used to like use computers at the Apple store. I would use a computer wherever I could.
Same. Yeah, we were poor, Trevor.
Lucky you, Mr. Computer at home.
Yeah, it was a family computer, okay? And I watched a lot of porn on that.
I'm like, Andy had a family.
I had to pay for them, yeah. They were hot. Anyway.
Noelle Miller just did this whole bit, this stand-up bit on like watching porn on the family computer and how that's like something that like today's generation will never get to experience.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And I didn't think about that at all. Do you remember ever turning like the modem off with like your toe?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? With the little
button.
Yeah, the little button.
It was a little
on
warmer down there.
Yeah. You know?
The cat would be down there.
Yeah. Do you remember the first porn you ever watched?
There was porn everywhere in my house. I feel like I had like, my parents were like magazine types. And they would just have them in the bathroom. So I was like, what's that?
Like what?
And my
type
mom did
of
not
magazine?
Care. Just like full porn magazines. No, like porn.
They used to make magazines with people like fucking in them?
Yeah.
They still do.
Oh yeah, they still do. But it was around. Like I was like exposed like very, very young. I was like, whoa.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't expecting that to go anywhere.
What was the first one you saw?
I don't remember the first porn I saw, but I think the first time I ever saw it was when Vanessa Hudgens' nudes got leaked. I remember looking them up.
I looked them up too. I'm so sorry, Vanessa. She's honestly marrying my friend.
Yeah. Aw. I love Vanessa Hudgens. And I mean, that's horrible. But just at the time, I remember looking that up.
My first intro was boobs.com and it worked.
Wait. Swear to God.
I was like, I had the whole internet ahead of me and I was like, boobs. And then it hit boobs.com and it is literally a website.
Did it work? I used to go on this, like, it was like funnyjunk.com and there was like, it was like the original like meme page and it was all like funny stuff, but there were like so many like tips.
Yeah, you had to find a way to find it.
Like, yeah, I wanted to do it in a way that was like, no one's going to look at the history and be like, I was searching.
Exactly. You always knew where to start. You're like a detective.
I had an older sister, so she just was like, bad influence.
Would she like tell you shit she would do?
Oh yeah. Well, she like, I was like 5. She's like, do you know what sex is? I'm like, no. And then I knew.
From your sister?
Mm-hmm. She wanted to tell. She blew everything for me. Santa.
Oh, what did she blow, Brooke? What are you talking about? No, I get it.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Like, I remember if you go to whitehouse.com, it was porn. Whitehouse.gov was like the government.
That's crazy.
So like this whole time my parents thought I was like studying. No, I was getting bricked up.
Yeah, George W. Bush, if you will.
Keyword, Bush. Yeah. We out here. Yeah, but like in my head, I was like, I'll never get caught.
Wait, a guy just told me that he started jerking off when he was like 9. Is that possible? Can you jerk off when you're 9?
I don't know.
Is
this
an inappropriate conversation? Can you do that?
I don't know.
Were you 9?
I don't know what. I don't know how old I was. I was in middle school. I don't know how old 9 is. Like, I don't know like how.
I don't either, like, and I can't look at a kid and journey. I can't like look at a kid and identify how old they are. Like, if I see a kid, like they could be anywhere from like 4 to like 12. I'd be like, it's a kid.
It's a fair assessment.
Not you.
What part?
Well, how old were you when you started jerking off?
I think I didn't know what I was doing for a while. Like, I was jerking off, but I think I thought it was like the same as like sneezing or like itching and scratch.
Yeah, I don't really know what I was doing either. Remember my dad and I weren't really like close sexually in that. Okay.
You know what I mean? The fuck?
No. You mean like in like where we would talk like the birds and the bees. Like, I have a whole joke on the birds and the bees, but I remember one day he parked the car and he looked over. He's like, do you do that? Have you done it yet? And I was like, what? And he's like, you know, and like, he just would like not say it. And then I remember the craziest thing he said. He goes, did anything like come out after? And I was like, what is happening? I just want my fucking kids' cuisine and to watch The Simpsons.
Is there a part, like, I feel like if I had a kid, I would never want to have the birds and the bees talk with them. Like, once I kind of knew that was like obviously in their realm, why were you like snarling?
Was I?
It was like, I would just fucking
die. No, I was agreeing. I was like, yeah, I would just be like pornhub.com, figure it out.
Or like, once I knew they were like in that realm, I'd be like, you know, be safe. But I wouldn't be like, this is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, you would hope. I guess they do it in school now.
Do they? I remember my teacher was in seventh grade. She was crazy. She was like yelling about it that day. She was excited.
Oh, she probably, well, I don't know. Do you remember getting it?
We never got it.
You didn't?
Vegas. No one
cared. Oh, we did.
Everyone was fucking by the time they were fucking.
We did, but I feel like, again, older sister, I was like, old news.
How old were you when you lost it?
I was like about to turn 15. No, okay. Or I was 15. I was going into my sophomore year. It was like the summer of freshman year.
I feel like everybody has a friend who lost it at like 12 or 13, and it was like in the woods, and you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm playing Sega Genesis over here. You're fucking in the goddamn Rainforest Cafe.
What was your virginity like?
I was 17. It was on homecoming. My date left me and this girl's date left me.
Wait, I think did we ask you about this last episode?
I don't know. Maybe we talked about it on our date.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. But different schools, same homecoming night. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, come over. I had to climb through a window to do it. So pretty fun.
Wait, that's fun. It's like exciting.
Yeah.
You're doing something because wrong.
There's an alarm on the front door and. This is like pre-Ring camera days. How do kids sneak out anymore? Like, everybody's got a Ring camera. Everybody's got like some like alarm, you know?
I feel like all kids now are so like, fuck you, mom, coded, you know? But, like, if the parents have a Ring camera, they have enough going for them. I don't know.
You think there's a way around it?
I don't know. And like, I feel like people track their kids so much now and like all that shit. It's probably way harder.
But that night, let's see. She had sex before. I had never.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tell her because I was like, this is, I don't know if that's fucked up to do, but I was nervous. And then afterwards, I didn't know. Nobody tells you what to do after sex for the first time. I'm laying there. I put on Music Choice. Vibes are high.
What was your music choice? Do you remember?
No, it was literally called Music Choice. That was the channel. I'm a fucking boomer. Okay.
No, I remember.
No, like Music Choice. It would just be like on like cable network, like 1000, whatever. But I remember rolling over and being like, so how was that?
Oh, and what
she
said, how was that?
I think she was like, what? She was like, like it was a thing.
Oh.
And to me, I was like, damn, she's stuttering. She's speechless. Over here. I think it was very average. You know,
I still don't think I know what to say after. Sometimes they'll be like, good work.
How do you feel about a high five after?
I'm all for a high five after.
Oh, fun?
Yeah.
Fun?
I'm into a high five after.
What's the worst thing you guys ever said after?
I don't know.
It doesn't help that you're looking up right now.
No, I know. it's fun to reminisce on now.
Did you guys ever have a list in your phone? Guys, that was like every guy in the frat had like a list of like every.
I kind of still have. I still have a list in my phone. Really? Yeah. I haven't like added to it lately, but I have one.
Whoa, same.
But I went to college.
Oh, college is like when you start the list.
Yeah. And I had it organized by fraternity. Not kidding.
I do. Surprisingly, that's actually crazy.
Which is really horrible. Pike, I made a killing.
Oh my God, really? Did you bang anybody in like the math frat or something?
No, I don't think so, no.
Yeah, the guy version of that would be like the first name of something about it. It'd be like Sophia, fat ass.
Oh, that was wow. So yeah, Matt like I've seen Matt Rife's stiff socks episode coded.
Okay.
I loved the new episode with your guys' dads.
The dads was fun.
So fucking funny.
You guys
gonna
do dads in here? Moms? No?
I would love to do that. I want to do that.
With
Deborah and Fawn.
Fawn would be hilarious, but she says all I do is talk shit about her. And she deserves financial compensation.
And who's this?
Fawn is my mom.
Fawn. Mm-hmm. She says it about you? Huh? She's not very fond of you? I'm crushing.
Really, really good one. No, she's hilarious, but I don't know. What?
I would love to. I've always wanted to do that. So
I think you should. I mean, like, you'll learn a lot. Like, I said earlier, like, I was, like, not super, super close with my parents growing up. We were, like, surface level. But, like, when my dad came on the podcast, he's talking about, like, his favorite position. I'm like, what are you saying to me? But also, I was like, good for you.
I think that's fun when you start being friends with your parents instead of, like, it being, like, a parental relationship. I feel like I only have, like, friendships with my parents.
Yeah, like, a year ago, my dad was like, before he was going to sleep, he's like, what type of edible do you want? I was like, you used to beat my ass for this. Now I get to pick indica versus sativa. He, like, knows his strains. This 5 milligrams, this 10 milligram. I'm like, you need help.
Do you think he'll be a strict parent?
I think, I'd say so in the beginning, but not too much. Too strict, they start doing heroin after, like, high school.
Yeah, that's, like, it's, like, a hard thing to say because I had my grandparents and they were so lenient. So I almost didn't want to do anything wrong because it was like boring.
You know, I play down.
That's like the goal though. I think that's absolutely the goal.
Yeah, but like, all the strict parents have the kids who end up shooting up. I feel like.
You were saying shooting up.
Oh, and no, I was thinking like shooting up.
That too. Yeah. I think it's the stricter you are, the more parents like, don't do this, that makes you just want to do that.
Yeah,
I think any private school kids, like they went straight to like, I remember the first high school party I went to was in like Calabasas. Kids doing cocaine like 15. I'm like, bro, you already got enough energy. What the hell are you doing coke for?
It's so funny, like money, because Ari like grew up with money and he was saying that everyone was like doing cocaine. But like
we grew up down the hill in Canada.
I had one friend who was like randomly doing coke and I swear we were 13. We were like, what the fuck?
It's just funny to be coked out when you're 13. You're like, you guys ready to do some long division?
Damn, I'm so happy that was not introduced to me as a youngin. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have dropped out though.
I wasn't even honestly no one was doing coke in college for me either.
Faster.
Really? Like I didn't see coke until I was here.
Really?
Not here, but like here.
LA. I love not here.
Not in this parameter.
This couch has seen its days, you know.
This one?
Yeah.
This I just wonder like Hollywood back in like the 80s and 90s. I was watching a movie that like portrayed the Motley Crue back in the day and it's just
The Dirt.
Like, yeah. MGK is just acting and everything.
He did really good in that role.
Yeah,
that's
no,
a great
it was sick.
Movie.
I'm like, dude, I don't fucking want to do that. But like, I just want to know, like, back in LA days, like those days, like, was it as crazy as they're portraying, or is it a movie and they're just gonna up play it, or is it like you walk in an apartment, everybody's doing heroin, stem and coke, and fucking each other in a bathroom?
I believe it was like that.
I think it was like that, and I also think that like no phone, no social media, all that type of shit. Like, imagine,
They don't know what to do with their hands.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I just
got some time.
Can't imagine, like, you know. What Hollywood would be like if there were no phones and social media and all that.
We kind of get a glimpse of it. We've been hanging out. Like one of my guy friends is like, well, he's 50. And so he was like here for it all.
Huh?
Mm. Yeah. I have this like random 50-year-old friend.
Okay. I love him so much too.
And he I never like, talk about him because it makes me sound like I'm like a sugar baby or something, but it's actually just like my friend who's 50.
Yeah.
And
we went to dinner with him the other night and people treated us like fucking
Applebee's.
Yeah, we look like we're just like hookers hanging out with this guy, but he's the coolest guy because he was really like around for all of that. And like that was his friends are like Pam and Tommy and all of that. So he like will kind of tell us about it. And it's like, God, I wish we could have lived it.
This sounds fun to do like for a weekend and then come back to like 2024.
It is really nice. That's literally what we do, honestly. And it's cool. He has so much like disdain for this generation of Hollywood. And I kind of see why.
He makes it so Wi-Fi won't work at his house. He like literally does everything on like a jukebox.
Like it does like sound cool, kind of sugar baby.
Yeah, honestly, it sounds like we're being like trafficked or something. But
I wish we were those high end escorts, like those all those girls, and they don't all fuck that you just see on like a yacht and a jet, like all the fucking time, and like that life sounds so easy and fun.
You think so? That no, that any of them are getting away with not doing anything?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not knocking it. I found
success in that, like finessing guys like that and not fucking, you know? Let's move on.
It seems fun to do, mess around.
Would you ever be a sugar baby?
How do I do that?
Well, you could be a sugar baby. There's like a lot of like older women who really want just like a young guy.
I would do it for like a certain amount, maybe like up to 1,000 a month. Cause then that's nothing too crazy. It's like, you know, just send me a shirtless selfie.
Why would you? You wouldn't want more than that?
No, because once you're at too much of it, then they feel like they can control your life.
Oh,
if someone's giving you $25,000, you know, a week, like you're like, yeah, bitch, fucking do this. And you're like, oh, I guess I have to now.
Yeah. I've just done a lot of things for free.
What would it be for a guy to a girl?
Sugar mama.
Sugar mama.
It would just be funny if she's like 60. She doesn't know how to like text. Like she doesn't know how to like FaceTime.
Right?
You know?
Sometimes it's just fun. Like you want someone young next to you. I could see myself ending up being like a Cher with like a fucking 25-year-old boyfriend at like 70.
Madonna too, right? She did that.
Are they?
Right. I think it's iconic.
That's how I feel now.
I feel like I couldn't date someone younger. Well,
my boyfriend's 24 and I'm 25. But I feel like
cougar.
I look 35.
Oh, younger.
Remember when you had that scandal?
Yeah.
There was a real scandal where everyone thought she was 35.
Oh, like
I had to post my ID. It got so bad I had to post my ID.
That's fucked.
It's like really sad, no? Like that many people were like, damn, she really is like.
And you probably posted it and people were probably like Photoshop.
The power just went out.
That was scary.
It's been like 30 minutes. I'm really sorry that just happened.
No, you're totally good.
That was our first major canceled malfunction, and it was scary.
No, because we thought your house was on fire, and you only like mildly cared. And then you looked in the camera, and you said, "I'll buy another one, bitch." And then you spit on your producer. It was really weird.
And I was like, really
Tana,
crazy
we don't need to do this right now. Like, he's shivering in the corner.
I feel like that's what people really fucking think I'm like.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What do people say to you in
Aaron
public?
Aaron laughed, which like really hurt.
Like, what do people say to you in public? It's probably like, oh my God, I love you. Like, I watch those stuff. But like, do you ever get like weird backhanded compliments? Like, I get those all the time. I'm trying to think about what they are. I'll be like, yeah, I usually like don't really like comedy and you have a face that I didn't think I'd like. Oh, this happened on the improv. This guy goes, dude, I saw you walk up there and I was like, something about this guy I just don't like, but dude, you're actually really funny.
It's always you're like, actually, yeah, and it's yeah, never yeah. You are.
I was like, hey man, didn't need the buildup. We didn't need the suspense, you know?
Oh my God. Wow. I always get that. Like that. I thought I was going to hate you, blah, blah, blah. We were talking about this the other day in the car.
Because her fans are so, I feel like, she shares so much that everyone's so comfortable. They really feel like
you can start a cult easily.
So she'll come up, like people will come up and be like,
thank you.
I'm trying to think of like some things that people have said to you that I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe
people come up to me like on 10 all the time. I think people think because I can be like abrasive that like, that I'm always like that and B, that they should do that to me. And I understand people are like nervous in the moment sometimes when meeting someone they watch online or just like whatever, like shit like that. So shit can happen that they don't mean like that. But I feel like, when I'm with other influencer friends and people come up to them, people are always very respectful and nice to everyone. But my fans, I feel like, will come up to me and like hand a camera to the person I'm with, like not ask, not say thank you. And it like frustrates me so much, you know? And it's like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I just think people think I'm like that, so they act like
Do you ever have it where you're with somebody who's like an influencer, actor, whatever, and they just hand the phone to you? Hey, you mean you take the photo? Do you take the photo?
They did it to me the other day outside my own building. I was
oh,
like,
no.
It was like her and I. He came up and he goes, oh my God, I love you guys. And then he goes, take this. And I was like, oh.
Okay. No, I was apologizing to her in the car for like 10 minutes. She was like, Tana, it's not you. It's like,
I didn't care, but I was like, damn, like
it's a big pet peeve of mine, but I understand people get like flustered in the moment. So I try not
but
to.
But it is
like,
funny. Whoever's just in arm shot, I was like, you take this. Like, ah.
Yeah, it's
that's why I just selfie. I'll just like grab the phone. Oh, just selfie real quick, you know?
Absolutely. I'll always offer. I'll be like, do you want me to take a photo? But I don't know.
Just handing is kind of fucking crazy. But I'm trying to think, like, if I ran into Adam Sandler, I would probably lose all social etiquette
skills. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Who's someone you would like die to meet?
Ooh, great question.
Honestly, not even to sound like fucking cock or anything, but I think I've like met almost all my idols.
Who have you met that was like your idol?
Dave Chappelle was awesome.
Oh,
Dave Chappelle was like, he did this arena in Austin, Texas, the same weekend I filmed my special. And like, we went to his show after, and then his like right hand. Oh, I'm sorry. You're yawning. Should I fucking amp it up a little bit?
Wait, was it?
Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was it you? I just saw you, I think, do this to Bobby.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
You were on Bobby Altoff?
No, Bobby.
No, Bobby Lee.
Oh, duh.
You guys should have Bobby on. He'd be great.
My God. I would die too. He's like my idol.
He's great. He would do it. They were just like, you got to go to this back room, security guards, and walk in. He's sitting there like his back is against the door. You walk in. I was like meeting this like Mortal Kombat guy. And I walk in, he turns around. He's hammered, smoking cigarettes. And he's like, great people say great things about you. I was like, what the fuck?
That is so amazing. I think I would die.
Best thing in the world your idols like live up to how you feel. You know, have you ever met someone that you did idolize and they kind of ruined it for you?
I'm trying to think. Definitely. Who was a dick to me? A lot of people were kind of just like dismissive to me maybe before or like early on, I think. I'm trying to think of somebody I met who just sucked.
Where are you going?
What's happening over here? I don't know. Everybody I've met has been like pretty chill, I think.
Well, that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
I just met Sean Evans last week. That was the Hot Ones.
Oh yeah, wait, did he like in person?
He's awesome. Yeah, I did Hot Ones for a gig, not the YouTube show. We like did Hot Ones for a college because he tours it.
Yeah. Oh, he does.
We have the same booking agent. Yeah, I got the Hot Wings plug. And I ate them, and then I had a connecting flight the next day, and it was painful.
Were you bubbling on the airplane?
Not doing well. Really?
We did it like not parodied it, but like.
No, I did it.
We had all the actual sauces and stuff. I cheated. She did a good job.
I did the whole thing. I was white knuckling on the fucking connecting flight. I'm just like, please.
It's
land
a
the
real
plane.
Bubble gut surprise.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's dehumanizing to shit on an airplane.
It is, and I feel like everybody knows it's the toilets in the front of the airplane.
Yeah.
And then if you walk to the back, they know, like, oh, what the fuck are you doing in the back?
Can I tell you guys something?
Please.
Should you?
No.
Please. Let
me actually phrase this as a question. What are your thoughts on being barefoot on an airplane? Like, including using the restroom?
What?
No, that is...
Barefoot or socks, or what are we doing? And are you pro or anti sock?
I remember one time she and I had an experience on an airplane where she took her shoes off, and I'm not kidding. It was like literally a gas filled the entire airplane. You remember this?
I feel like you would turn the lights on and off with your toes up there.
I frequently, like, if you're in like the first class and you know how the TV's kind of far from where you're sitting,
you're dogging those up.
Absolutely, every time. Not kidding. I'm really good with my feet though. When it comes to like touch, like, okay, that was a car and not a plane.
No, it was an airplane. It was an airplane.
No, it was a car. Yes. We were driving to the Grove.
No, that was a completely different scenario.
Really sad.
Regardless of where it was, there was a smelly foot involved.
I remember being like, put your shoes back on.
I feel like I had a really weird period of time where I really liked these platform Converse that I really needed to let go.
I think you were sockless. And I was like, you can't just go sockless and then take your shoes off on an airplane at all. And I remember we were both.
That's like unrecoverable.
I think we were flying home from Hawaii or like somewhere. Like,
you were feet
for
out
a
on
long
flight?
Time. And I was like, put those away. No.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm like apologizing with the ukulele.
The best of us.
That's like just inexcusable behavior. And I can't believe I did that.
We're going to have to
unlearn
that for a tour bus.
I'm a different person now.
Tour bus?
Yeah. We're going to be bussed up. That's another thing. You can't shit on a tour bus. So yeah, like that's a we're going to have thing. To like coordinate that.
You like literally have to go to like gas stations.
Yeah. Well, if there's like X amount of people in the bus, how many times do you have to stop in a day for different people to shit?
Well, a lot of the driving is like through the night. So the goal is to like shit. And
you wake you have up like at the days venue. To just. Oh,
yeah.
Unless and then what like do you spend that whole day? At the, I really don't know.
There's a lot of downtime, like, honestly. The way you guys are doing it with the bus, there's going to be a lot of downtime. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you get to the city, depending on how far the city is from the last city, like you get there in like the morning and then mm-hmm.
you just wake
I'm
up in
need
St.
some
Louis
new hobbies.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're starting a book club. Do you read?
I know how. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't read a lot. I my mind wanders too much. I'm like looking at words and I'm like, oh, whoa, a big chest of woman earlier. You know,
why? Like, you were doing
your
so
sister.
Yeah. It's good.
I think we should take up scrapbooking.
I don't think that's kind of a messy hobby, to be honest. And I don't think we need messy hobbies on our
scissors
bus.
On a bus. You hit a pothole, poof, stab an eye.
I'm thinking like how'd something like wholesome. Like we could be like knitting little hats.
Knitting's kind of a slay. I want to teach you poker. That's a goal of mine on the tour bus.
Oh, yeah, lots of
wildly
Uno.
Different activities. Honestly, I think you guys should do the podcast on the road. Every time we do our podcast on the road, we have so much fun with it because you can like yell about some random encounter you had in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and like it's fun and like your fans feel like they're there with you.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do that. I feel like, but
like, find studios and
what's hard
spots.
About it is like I don't want to like we. Ran into this before where we would tell a story on the podcast and then it would also be a story in the live show. And I don't want people at the live show to be like, we literally just heard this.
I think it has to be vice versa. Like we tell it at the live show and then when we retire from the show, tell it on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kind of like August River, that story that was like, we did that well.
Yeah.
It is fun. So what's the sleeping dynamic on the bus? Who's getting what?
We've been trying to decide. Well,
damn,
it's
bunks?
Not, there's no like big, bunks. Yeah, it's bunks, but we're trying to decide. Someone told me I should sleep on the bottom.
Well, after the whole foot thing, we know that hot air rises.
You're on the opposite side
of
me.
Yeah, so I'm going to go up top.
Are you guys
going
to get like groupie dudes? Do dudes pull up to the shows or they're with like their girlfriend?
No, it's all girls. It's literally all girls or like their boyfriends or their brothers or gays.
I don't feel like anybody who I would like am romantically interested. I wouldn't want them to even see what we're working with
oh,
here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never ever like came into an encounter where I would have hooked up with. Like I've never had groupies.
Really?
Yeah. I just think it's different.
But
for
she'll
girls
bring
and
a
guys.
Boyfriend on the road and here and there.
Yeah. I don't know how we're gonna fuck on the bus, dude.
Oh, quietly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can
but
go with that.
You guys are
that's
staying.
More of a you issue.
I think that something will happen. I think
these
that,
bunks are small, you know that, right? It's like a
yeah.
it's like a
oh yeah, you can't
college.
Fuck on the in the bunk. Duh.
Yeah, you're just
well, where are you,
you
gonna
what
did you just call, almost say?
What?
Wait, it's where like are you what? Gonna fuck on the bus if not
it's
the
like
bunk?
A, you got to cuddle up. You got to cut.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I feel like
I
it
said?
Would just be like literally
like holla.
Then
I thought it was you were going in a way different direction.
Holla?
Cost? Like I just, you were talking about like.
Wait, what? Oh my God. I wondered for 1 second. We're talking about the Holocaust.
Trevor, I thought Trevor said.
You thought I was like alley-ooping that word to you? Holla? I'm Jewish. I can say it.
Popcorn
no,
Semitism.
That's you. That was kind of funny, but not in that way. But it was funny. Not what I said.
I don't know what happened.
Put in a blue chew ad here. No, it's funny because like if you're going to cuddle in that bunk and you're just laying there
I
together.
I think it'll
like
be
two 7-Eleven taquitos.
Like spooning fucking. For you.
I was thinking yeah. like you're asleep in the bunk and we just really make use of the whole bus.
I don't
yeah.
think that's there's
no
more than just me there.
No, it'd have to be like late at night.
You're not fucking in the common areas.
Even if I Lysol wiped it down after?
You know you wouldn't do that.
What are you fucking COVID? What are you doing over there? Why do you need to Lysol wipe it?
I would never. I just feel like that's something she would want me to do.
I don't know. We're going to have to talk logistics. We haven't
yeah,
really thought
Brooke,
a lot of this
like you ain't bringing a man out there. Clap it up.
I'm not bringing a man on tour.
Not yet.
I think you will about halfway through. That's my hunch.
It's kind of fun. You bring
maybe if I get
like
really bored,
on
I'm going to be like, who wants to come? Seriously.
Who wants to come? What did you say?
It's fun to like, if you're dating somebody, you bring them on tour. Like it's like,
yeah,
it is lonely when you're out there. So you have somebody, it is like fun to like get off stage and oh, you guys have each other. But
I think it's just, it'll be good for me like to have
yeah I think
there.
I'm just gonna want
to
die if you have your boyfriend and I'm just like
you
well then I
cat?
Cannot like obviously
I've been thinking about it so I looked into it but I feel like she would be too stressed out
you what did you type in can cats go on a tour bus
yeah fully
And she was looking at her Google history the other day, and I was like looking at it, and it was all about cats on tour buses. Oh, I think you should bring Murphy.
But if you think about it, like, it's all the like dark little like she would have a good time. Yeah, I think. But I initially think she would be really probably stressed out. She's never really been anywhere.
Mm.
And I remember I dropped her off at someone else's house one time, and it took her like 4 days to even come outside.
Yeah, she would definitely have some heart. And then she jumps in Tana's bunk on the wrong night, and it's fucking.
Oh my God. Fuck. I just think I'm overall like a more sane person when I'm receiving regular dick.
That's okay. I get that. You?
I think that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what I'm saying with the stressful and being gone for a month. Mm. It will help.
I agree. Like,
Nicotine.
Nicotine's crazy.
Nicotine.
I tweeted asking to see if there was any questions for Trevor Wallace during our power outage because our topics have thus far been incest.
I know. I feel really bad. I hope you don't think that we just hate you because literally
no, I don't care.
We just hope for the best.
I swear it's actually a love thing. I'm like, he's so funny that like, you know what I mean? Like he'll just carry with no topics.
Yeah, you're a friend of the show.
That's what it feels like. We're just hanging out.
Let's talk to you about your special.
Yes, Pterodactyl on Amazon Prime.
It was so funny.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I loved it.
It was so good. What did that feel like when you... We just recently, for the first time, had someone even bring up an idea of something like that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel wildly underprepared and not ready for that yet in life.
It's still like... I think we would if it was like an actual...
Yeah, but like I didn't feel ready for it either. And then you like... I'm a big like put a date on a calendar and then work towards it
mm-hmm.
guy. And yeah, like the opportunity came up and I was finishing up my tour and I was like, this would be a great way to end the tour. And then that was the only thing in the back of my mind. I was just working towards that. But there's so many like steps that go into it. I was just in disbelief that I was like, because I feel like the talent is so flaky in a sense of like, hey, we want to give you a TV show. You're like, sure.
Yeah.
And then you just never hear about it.
Yeah.
So, was this your first special?
Yeah. So when Amazon was
that's
like,
that's surprising. I feel like you would have had more because I feel like how long have you been doing
comedy? Stand-up for like 10 years.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But congrats on the first special. That's
thank
huge.
You. Yeah, it's
I know,
it's
and for
awesome.
It to be like a big, like a huge special is cool.
Yeah, it was really so, cool. I thought it looked really good too.
Where'd but you do it? At Austin, right? Yeah.
You guys are doing it at the Paramount.
Oh, man, we so added a second show today.
That venue's sick. It's dope. You'll love it.
How that's exciting. So we're doing, oh my God, we're going to do where you did your special. We're going to do Lincoln Theater where Dave Chappelle did his
yes.
special.
Yes. Dave Chappelle oh my God, also did a special.
We're such comedians, seriously. That one.
It's actually so fucking
fly me
we're
out cosplaying. To the Austin show. What's up? Let me open a show.
People would love that.
But yeah, I want pick you to a city, open like I'll 10 open. Shows.
Please.
I'm so far. I don't even mean open. I want you to do 10 shows with
I want to let me hop on the tour bus. I'll bring some earmuffs so I don't have to hear fucking whatever the hell's going down.
Yeah,
that
her
bunk.
Fucking in the common
or we could
area.
Like
yeah.
compete.
Oh, right.
Like a sex bus.
The bang bus.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna like put a logo on the side like canceled or like the next bus? Did you guys watch Next?
Yes,
or, like,
I watched Next. Oh my God, that would be so bad for myself esteem. Did you watch Next on MTV?
Why am I convincing that with Room Raiders?
It was same, era. Same exact time. Yeah.
Great era. How did they never find like semen stains in that?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
They did all the time.
Mm.
Are you kidding? That was like a number one thing, the black light.
Yeah, you're right.
They would blindside everybody.
I think my head was like, how do they, because Room Raiders, they just break in your room. But
yeah,
every
you know,
time,
Zac Efron was on Room Raiders.
Really?
Before his fame?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is crazy. I did not know
I would
that.
Be dead. I would be mortified. That's my biggest fear. You know, I think every single time I leave the house, like if I die right now and someone comes to my apartment and sees it in this state, I'm going to have to like die again.
Is it just dirty or?
It's not dirty, but it's just like.
It's just not impressive.
Just like the state of my drawers and everything. Like I just can't imagine someone like having to come and like go through my things.
I'm kind of stoked for that. Like I have like a fidget spinner. Somebody gave me like some Vicodin the other day.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org.
I don't do drugs like that, but like they just gave them to me and I was too much of a bitch to turn it down.
Did you try it?
Say no.
No, I didn't take it. But the guy was like, fuck it, here you go. And I was like, all right, man. But I didn't want to seem like too much of a bitch in front of him. So I took it and now I just put it on my nightstand. That way, if anybody ever breaks into my place, they're going to be like, dude, this guy's chill as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're just going to go through all my stuff. Like, he's got melatonin, dude, Vicodin. This guy's a legend.
It's a good combo.
I don't do that stuff, you know?
That's good.
That's why I'm just going to put random stuff in my house, like a Ninja Star shotgun somewhere.
Well, you're going to go back to fun the special to go for a second.
Yes, oh, please, sorry. Please.
Serious question. The day you're shooting your special, what if you're just having like an off day?
Do you do it multiple times, same outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did 3 shows, 1 Friday, 2 Saturday, and then you cut between. Usually the best one, use like 90% of it.
How do you do the crowd shots if you do that?
So there's just so many cameras and it's like, if you notice some shots, it'll be the front row is like slightly different.
Oh.
So it'll be like, oh, this was from show 3. This was from show 2. But
so do you notice when you watch it that like as you're telling a joke, it might be like 2 different cuts from 2 different days?
Honestly, no. Like the editor like does such good jobs with it and the continuity of wearing the same outfit, like
I feel like that's such a like guy thing though. Like I could wear the same outfit and like same makeup, same hair, and I would look completely different.
I mean, if I did like stop frame, yeah. Like one night my hair was a little like better than the other, whatever. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You look back at it. But yeah, not feeling it. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just so like nervous. The first show, I was so nervous for it because like they're like, cheers. Did you just start a fucking diesel truck? What the hell was that?
Yeah, what happened?
I think I'm experiencing popcorn lung.
Oh no.
I'm sorry, continue.
Anyway, sorry.
No, like
I'm
let's,
so sorry.
Let's attend to that.
It's nothing new. It's just I should really stop with the vaping. I wouldn't do that around most people. I feel comfortable.
Oh, thank you.
You are a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
You were so nervous.
Because you walk out on stage, it's like the biggest cheer of your life because they know they're filming. People like flew in for this. Like their cheers were so much. I was like, oh, what can I say right now to like get a joke that's gonna match that level of energy? And then I just got nervous and I started going off script. I'm just saying shit. I'm like,
I would be so afraid. I don't think like,
how have the live shows been going for you guys? It's a different energy because you're used to just talking to each other. Now you're like talking to the crowds, right?
It is. And that's the only like difference, but it helps to have each other. I feel like I don't get nervous because she's there and it feels like.
Yeah, I agree. It is like doing it with your best friend definitely like makes it.
I just always
a
hope
lot more
like hope they're looking over there.
I hope they're not. I feel the same way. I'm like, I hope they're looking at you. But I mean, it's obviously just different because here we get to have like dead air and shit. And it's like you're chasing the laughs and you're chasing, you know.
Yeah, you're chasing the laughs. Do people yell shit out?
Yeah. And like honestly, most of our like people who come to the shows get super, super drunk.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a theme of the show.
Yeah, she's
so
right
it's,
here,
it is fun and we encourage it. And it's a lot of like rowdiness
energy.
Oh yeah, but they like it. It makes for a good show. Like I've done shows where it's not rowdy enough and I'm like, I wish they were a little more like fired up.
We did too. We had a couple shows on like the last run where we were like, god, did they hate us?
Like, well, they're just like polite. What's funny is they're just a good crowd and they're just like polite and you're like, I just want one guy to yell some degenerate shit or something.
Yeah
just to fire it up.
I enjoy a little bit of the like heckling until it gets obviously too far. Like I definitely
had a couple people where we're like, oh my god, get that.
I can think
girl
of
a muzzle. In the nicest way, we love you so much.
I can think of one person in like Ohio. I remember
where she was sitting.
What city? I had a really bad city in Ohio. What city are you guys talking?
We did Cincinnati, Cleveland.
It was one of those, or it might
I
have
think
been
that's not, only two.
I don't know where it was. But
I loved Cincinnati. Cincinnati was my favorite city we ever even went to. I think I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, all of the cities we went to were like really great. That was such a PR answer, but like. I haven't had like a city that I absolutely hate. I've never had a good experience in New Orleans though. And
that's
our
where
first
we
city.
Start.
Really? Oh, wait. No, I started there too. Joy Theater. I saw you guys' tour schedule and it's like a lot of the same places I did.
Oh my God.
We have the same manager, so it makes sense. Yeah. The Joy Theater. Oh. Yeah. Well, New Orleans, you got to think about it. Like that's not really the entertainment in that town is on Bourbon Street. Like the entertainment is all around you. So like trying to sell a comedy show out there, it sold slow for me and then it picked up. But like, everyone's like, why would we see a show? My like cousin's funnier than like anybody. And they're all hammered.
Yeah.
And you can see tits with beads out there.
That is like the Mardi Gras of it all.
The beads were still in the tree. I was jumping for them and shit.
Really? When is Mardi Gras?
I have no idea.
Every day, baby. I don't know.
I've been roofied in New Orleans twice. And I think that if you really think about that, like twice is so crazy. One of them was on tour. And I remember you have like bus call. Like you have to show up to the bus at like midnight. And I got roofied and I had to get dragged back and I was puking on the tour bus. I got roofied by a stripper. By a stripper.
Man.
Well, I was at a strip club, you know?
But that's kind of strange. Kind of a strange move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping to not get roofied. I've never been to New Orleans. I've always wanted to go for Mardi Gras in particular. Because any excuse to show me tits.
It is cool to see. Yeah. We went there on like a, our tour was starting on a Thursday. So we went there on like a Wednesday the night before walking around. And when it's like not a busy night, it's a little interesting. You're walking around. It feels like, you know, like Vegas on like a Monday is not the same. It's like very like ghost
town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool to walk around. I mean, you'll see towns you never would. What I like about tours is you go to towns you wouldn't normally go to, but you end up really liking it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is actually really cool. And you just like get to travel. Everyone's fucking yawning. All right.
I think it made me tour also made me realize how like different, like just how awful LA is really in comparison.
Well,
to
it's
the
just
rest
it's
of the world.
Fun to just go back to like normal life and realize like there are just normal people who do normal things.
Yeah, it's really nice. Tour,
I
think
that's a majority of the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a spaghetti factory at 1 p.m. and you're like, this is good. I like this pace. Yeah. Everybody around here.
It is fun. It feels like you're going home, although maybe not for you because you're Vegas. But
yeah. I mean, I think that being on tour weirdly afterwards, like, facilitated my burnout in different ways than I thought it would. Like, I came back here and I was like, everyone is so
awful. You come back
here
and it feels like a Black Mirror episode all of a sudden. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, you're also like in the heart of it.
Yeah, well, you're like where?
Yeah,
the valley.
Valley.
Sorry.
What? No,
I'm
I like
joking.
It. I mean, yeah,
I love the valley. I love anywhere where you can have a fucking parking lot.
I agree with that.
No,
I want to move somewhere where there are parking lots and not parking garages. Like literally a parking lot.
I'm looking at what the fans want to know from you. I'm not just tuned out.
6.5 inches.
I was literally about to ask.
Hold up. All right, Brooke.
What would you hold next? Oh, you said a
what
big,
I hold
a
next
glider.
To it? Probably a Go-Gurt.
Damn, I want a Go-Gurt. Damn. Do you remember cotton candy fucking Go-Gurt?
Cotton candy Go-Gurt or the Twix ones with the rabbit on it?
Did anyone ever win the Danimal sweepstakes?
No.
Oh, my God.
We don't talk about that enough either. I never really liked Danimals, though.
I'm pretty sure we had like Cole Sprouse. I want to ask Cole Sprouse about it. He said he would come on the podcast.
I want to have Cole Sprouse on just to like really run back the same thing that whose podcast was he on?
Call her
he
daddy. Like, I'm surprised he even wants to go on a podcast after that. Cole, we love
is
you.
Is the one who's smoking cigarettes on it?
Yeah, and he was like, then what's his name? Jack did like the parody of it.
Oh yeah.
And then he started dating Lily Reinhart, which is just like a hilarious move because it's Cole's ex.
Like he made fun of Cole.
He made fun
started
of Cole
dating
and then started
her
dating
ex.
Her ex, which is just damn. Like, so funny.
Damn.
But
good for him.
I want to marry us. Well, I guess that there's only one Sprouse twin left, but just for like the childhood.
Both look good looking.
I know. I guess they do kind of look. Are they? I don't think they're identical.
I believe so.
I always Olsen thought
twins
Dylan
are not
was
identical.
Hotter.
What?
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen are fraternal twins.
Does that mean identical?
I thought there's three for a second.
What do you mean? Does that mean identical?
Is there identical and fraternal?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. And I can't go back a minute ago.
What is it called when you're conjoined? That.
It's called conjoined. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I think I'm getting secondhand fucking vape over here, dude. I'm
secondhand
it.
Fucking
fraternal two no, but eggs. Identical is one egg split apart.
Oh, that's actually crazy.
So you look exactly the same. You have the same DNA if you're an identical twin. But fraternal twins like are literally as like equal as just brother and sister, or like sister and sister. So Mary Kate and Ashley,
sister
no,
sister, great
there's
show.
No reason they should look the same.
Oh, it's actually wild. Same with the Herbert twins. I think they're like fraternal and I
can't
tell them apart.
No shot the Herbert twins are fraternal.
I might be making that up completely.
Yeah, you made that up. Herbert.
Conjoined is crazy though.
Conjoined, yeah. How does that work?
Oh my God.
I just want one of them to go on an interview and just actually just get like, because the famous set of conjoined twins, do you know the ones I'm talking about kind of?
The TikTok girls.
Oh, I've seen them, yeah.
I've weirdly been following them since I was like 14.
I like them. They have like attitudes on them.
When they were on like TLC, I was like tuning in, you know? And
you love TLC.
I love TLC. I was just going to say, like, I feel like TLC would see them on TikTok and be like, season 19. Let's
absolutely.
Go.
They did. Really? They were on like TLC and shit before they were on TikTok. But I just want like one of them to just sit down and answer the hard hitting. Like one of them has a boyfriend.
I do understand that it's pretty invasive.
100%. I just wish there was one that was down to just.
There's probably a lot of questions.
Because how do you imagine?
I get it. I am very curious.
What if one side starts an OnlyFans, the other doesn't want that?
Yeah. Can you consent to somebody sharing your, like, especially like.
Well, and like, seriously.
Like, those are my tits as well.
One of them.
If one has a boyfriend.
You think so? Well, I guess it depends where they're attached. I don't know, yeah. If you were a conjoined twin, where would you want to be attached?
Foot.
So we're always doing like a race.
Oh, it's like that. Oh, like a sack race?
Yeah.
I don't want to be back to back.
Back to back would be so sick. You always look like you're fucking James Bond, you know?
Yeah, and no one could ever sneak up on you.
And how cool would that be?
Oh, you have your own security guard.
Yeah. Save you a lot of money.
But then like sleeping would be weird.
Side sleeper.
I'm a side sleeper.
Good.
I'm a side sleeper too.
Side
sleeper. Yeah. But that's like the worst way you can sleep, apparently.
Is it really?
We really have no fucking topics.
I know. God, but I feel so bad.
I can condense it. You get the heaters down, you know?
Yeah, Oscar, make
incest,
this funny.
Incest, Hawaii, ukulele. We got it.
Incest, Hawaii, ukulele is a crazy.
It sounds like a set list you'd find at like the comedy clubs.
Yeah. Sounds like some Motley Crue shit.
That's literally our lives.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to like trash the tour bus? Like fucking party. Are you sober right now or no?
I'm sober.
She's sober.
I'm sober, which is good because
New Orleans, let's fucking go. Throw a bead in the air.
Well, I'm at the point now where a roofie wouldn't even be a roofie. It'd just be a blessing.
No.
What?
When you're like, hot take.
I felt like you said that and like an audience would have been like, slay queen, but I don't understand the context.
I think that I am sober right now and I will be sober for what feels like a long time to me. Probably like 6 months.
Yeah.
So if I were to get roofied,
she would be excited about
it. Oh, I see. Blessing in disguise.
Yeah. I'm
hoping we're not going to trash the tour bus, but I don't think
I'm not going to. And I think it's good that I'm sober for things like that, just to be really like consciously aware. No,
drinking
aware
on tour makes
space.
It feel so much slower. Like it's fun at night, but like it just drags.
I want to drink. Like I have no reason that I would want to be sober, I guess, but I don't think it's sustainable. Like the amount of shows that we're doing and like how many nights it is, it's like you can't drink every day.
No, it's because you get excited because you're like, fuck yeah, first tour drink, and everybody's so excited to see you guys, they want to drink.
Yeah, and that's hard, the thing that makes it hard is when you get to a city, you know people there, you meet people there, someone on the tour knows someone there, and then it just can easily become this party every night. And I've experienced it like that, but it's being hungover for a show, especially two shows now, and at my fucking prehistoric age. Like when I was younger, I had that in me, but now it's like
I get a hangover that lasts like 5 days now.
Yeah. I mean, pick your cities, definitely. You've been like Chicago and New York. You're like, fine. But
it's like kind of an element of the show, honestly, because they're excited for us to drink.
Yeah. I think you're going to carry the team on your back.
You know what Ron White does? You guys know Ron White, like legendary comedian. Like he always, his thing was drinking whiskey on stage. And like the last like 5 years, he just drinks like green tea. So it's the illusion that you're drinking. Like you guys could fully
be out there.
But the
problem is I'm drinking for me. You know what I mean? Like it's
I'm also just such a wildly different person drunk that there's no faking it.
You're just taking 5 Dasani shots in the same person.
Yeah, I feel like I drink kind of as a crutch because I feel like it makes me funnier, which is so sad. But
I think you're funny.
Thank you. But I would be funnier if I were drunk right now. Or I'd be like, I wouldn't be thinking as hard about like what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, but that's just like a drink per show. That's not like you're like blacking
that's true.
Out.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do a drink per show.
And I wish I was an a drink kind of gal, but...
I'm good at that.
You are really good at that. I hope one day just the switch flips and I can be good at that. But until then,
I don't know.
I'm sober. But
works.
If anyone wants to roofie me.
Just certain cities. Or if it's like a cool opportunity. Like it'll be in like fucking like Scottsdale of all places. And some guy will be like, yo, we got you the table and you can shoot the steam gun. I'm like, I'm fucking there.
That's fun.
I'm a big opportunity guy. If somebody's like, come to our restaurant. They have nice drinks. Yeah, sure.
I definitely want to get weird on the road with finding cool places to gamble and strip clubs though. And I hope you join me on some of them, maybe for the story, maybe for the show.
For some reason, I just don't feel like myself in a strip club.
I become full lesbian. I become like borderline. Like I'm like a man. I'm like, bend over, bitch. Like, you know,
I don't really think that's my element, but I'll join you in gambling. I love a good bad
habit. The road
habit.
Is fun because you stop at like a random like gas station and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Inside this, like swords, like random shit.
I love that stuff. We had so much fun on the last one. Just like, well, I like to like explore the city. I'm like going everywhere.
Or,
like,
you're going to get all bird scootery again.
Dude,
mime scootery.
I'm telling you, don't knock it till you try
it.
It's the best.
I love it.
The
but
quickest
how she said
way
it was
to
so
see
funny.
A whole city. Yeah. Is to just fucking lime around all day.
I just
but
don't.
It's a safety hazard. You know how they don't let like athletes snowboard? I'm like, God forbid I knock my teeth out and ruin the tour.
Great story though.
So I just don't trust myself when my feet aren't flat on the ground. And I think that's out on that.
I thought you'd bird scooter with the shoes off.
You know what's funny is in my head, I was thinking about being barefoot on a
like
bird
Fred
scooter.
Flintstone?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I should never bird scooter.
But it is fun. Like go to a gas station that's in that city before that and like buy like a hat that says Springfield, Missouri, or like you buy like Bucky's in like Texas. Like
I love that shit because I like to wear it to the show. I like to wear something that's like
their mind. Like if you wear a local football team, Like
I do it all the time.
I wore an ASU jersey in Tempe. And I mean, I think a guy punched his dad in the face. Yeah, yeah. And then just, like, it's crazy.
I don't support that, though. Seriously.
We love to invite the our lore on our last tour was inviting people. That's, like, it made no sense. But you get where I'm coming from. Like being in a city and meeting random people who don't know why we're there, don't know what we're doing, like the bartender, and inviting them to the show and trying to get I think that's so fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it's exciting. I'm just scared.
Yeah, it's all fun. And it flies by. I mean, you're on like two shows.
You think so?
Yeah, I swear. I did 48 cities in like a year and I was like, kill
me. You did?
Yeah. And you get in this flow where you're at LAX, you're home for 2 days, you're back at LAX, you're home back and forth.
But we're not, I don't think we're coming home really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
We actually do have like a 3 week break in between. Tana wants to have a going away party. I think we were telling you this earlier.
Please.
A going away party, but she's going to go to Hawaii when she comes back, but I have to come back here. So I'm like, we can't have a going away party because that's humiliating when I come back like 3 weeks later.
But don't you think all the drama and attention of people being like you're going away would just be so fun?
I would love it in the moment. But then when you come, have you ever done that to somebody, like thrown a going away party and then you see him way too soon after that and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. People are just, it'd be a fun party. You just be like,
I'm going to say tour send off.
Yeah.
Send off to me feels like high school-y.
Like a graduation party.
Like kick. I don't like the words kickoff and
no
party.
One saying send off. Who's saying kickoff?
Like parent teacher. Oriented. Yeah. I think you just go like,
and going away is so,
I think you
mysterious.
Just don't even call it anything or the canceled, what's the tour just name?
Cross country. Cancel cross country.
Kicking the cross. All these sound corny as hell, but like
canceled
people just want to party.
Country,
like people kick. Like house parties are legit fun. Like just have one.
Yeah.
And then bring out a cake.
Yeah. We don't
boom,
need like a whole
tax write off. Send it to Seth. I got to go here pretty soon. I gotta be at the improv.
Trevor. I don't know how we're going to chop and screw this episode up, but we're going to. And
yeah, it'll be great.
Thank you.
We love you so much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for being a friend of the show, dealing with our power outage, talking about incest. And I can't remember anything other than that. So.
Well, he did agree to come to Austin. So
I'd do it. I fucking love Austin. Austin's
I think
great.
That if you enjoyed Trevor on today's episode, you might be enjoying him at one of our live episodes.
I would love to. And I would love to have you guys on Stiff Socks. People
would
love
to come on Stiff Socks.
Would love to. Sorry for all the slander. Seriously.
What?
Remember when I went on a whole like online rant about Stiff Socks? Right.
Yeah. It wasn't you, though. It was just the locker room talk of it all. And now Stiff Socks is going to be for the girls and the gays and the theys.
It already is.
Perfect.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you for having me.
We love you so much.
You guys want,
thank you.
Gary V tote bag. That's what I brought it in. V friends.
That's also a gift within itself.
Gifts on
I'm
gifts.
I'm not going to lie. Thank you
that,
for my
that's
youth.
That's my whole MO is gifts.
And next time I Colleen Ballinger apologize, I will be using my ukulele.
Genius.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys. And what's up? Cancel fam, dude. Fucking down here some shit.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.